Hi everybody, welcome to the 28th episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. I hope you are doing well, and once again I have the pleasure to introduce to you some of our new guitars. And by the way, Mr. Editor, please don't exaggerate with the memes.
No, yes. Oh.
The first guitar of this week is an absolutely beautiful built guitar by an Italian guitar luthier. His name is Mirko Migliorini. This is a double top guitar from 2022, brand new, and it has the number 374. We have a double top on this guitar. It's a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And we have also a removable tornavos. Let's see how it sounds. First of all, I wanted to play a bit more to discover the sound of the guitar. And the first thing what I love is the first string. It has such a great sustain. And it has a very clean tone, but at the same time, very smooth. A lot of colors, and the guitar also reacts very fast and well to what you are playing, so the response of the guitar is really, really good. Wow, it's a very impressive guitar, very comfortable to play, with a very special sound. Thank you. for the people who ask themselves what piece I was playing, it wasn't a special piece. It was just some chords, some improvisations. But anyway, it's a great guitar. Wow. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is a very Spanish sounding and traditional guitar made by Jesús Peido from 2022, and it has the number 87. This guitar has a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it's a very, very light guitar. Let's see how it sounds. And this model, by the way, is called Alma Aurea. Wow, what a sustain. It's amazing. Wow, the sustain and the balance of this guitar is out of this world. And it's very even in the on the different frequencies. So the balance is very, very good. And the sound, as you can hear, is very Spanish. Very crunchy and clean. So this guitar invites you to play some pieces like... love the sound of this guitar. I love the color, but at the same time the smoothness that you can create, that you can produce. And the balance is amazing. Wow. Next guitar. This guitar is made by a Spanish luthier who also was the winner of the 2019 Antonio Marin Montero guitar making competition. And this guitar is brand new from 2022. It's built by Victor Daniel Quintanilla Fernandez. And this is a traditionally built guitar. We have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how it sounds. I would describe the sound of this guitar as very refreshing. The guitar is breathing very well, and you have a very clear tone. And the sustain is also very, very long. You can already hear that you have the possibility of creating a lot of different colors. And this guitar is also, for me, very, very comfortable to play. Also, in comparison to other guitars, it's for me somehow the most comfortable guitar to play. Somehow I can express myself and my musical ideas very easy on this guitar. Let's move to the last guitar of this week, and I need some help. So, to introduce to you this guitar, this special guitar, I would like to invite my dear colleague, Denis Pecou, to say something about this guitar, because he's a specialist and he knows so much about the guitars. And Denis, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
It's my pleasure.
And tell me something about this beautiful guitar.
So, this is a romantic guitar. Have you ever had a romantic guitar yourself?
No.
No?
You? Yeah. Ah, you had? Ah, okay, wow.
I love them. And this one is very special. It's a Braunenhauser guitar. Braunenhauser was a workshop in Munich, mm-hmm, that gathered the Braun workshop and the Hauser workshop, but not the Hermann Hauser, but the Josef Hauser, the father of Hermann Hauser the First.
Mm-hmm.
And Josef was not working anymore because he had an accident. And Hermann Hauser the First was working in the Hauser workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Both workshops got bought and put together. And Hermann Hauser the First got the foreman, so the most important employee.
Mm.
And this guitar is very special. It was built between 1900 and 1906. And it's most probably Hermann Hauser the First who built it.
Okay.
So we have a letter from Hermann Hauser III who states that he thinks it's most probably him. And by chatting with other experts in the field, Braun and Hauser guitar are not all on that level. So this one is really special. The finition, how well it's built, how well it sounds, the choice of the material.
It's also in a very good condition.
It's incredible. Only one little repaired something here and else.
But because usually if I have romantic guitars on my hand, I have to be careful. They are very sensitive. But this looks very solid.
This
and
really cool.
So
and the sound. Have you tried it already?
No, let's try the sound. So I will maybe play some chords and... Very good sustain. So soft. Oh my God.
The quality of tone is crazy.
Wow.
And for me, that's pure joy. If you have one guitar like that at home, it's made for the night, for the evening, when nobody's listening, you're alone. And
you can enjoy the life with such a guitar. Usually, to be honest, I like more modern guitars. I'm never that much impressed by romantic guitars because it's I play other repertoire, but this is something else. And a lot of overtones also. Piano, it's like I'm sorry,
so cool. Yeah, I really like it, and also the string action is not too high,
it's not very comfortable
small.
To play.
It's
really wow,
quite powerful. Actually, it's
would you play some notes on it so I can hear it?
Sure, that's a rare find. That's really something cool. I love the quality.
Yeah. And it sounds even fuller and louder from my side.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't sing my chords. Okay. Sweet tone.
So
wow. Oh my God. And also for this repertoire, this is the perfect sounding guitar.
Yeah, it's a guitar that you listen to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't just play. And
if this guitar rings, you are quiet and you listen.
Yeah.
It impresses you so much.
Yeah.
Really, and nice. This was the last guitar of this week.
Next so, week will be crazy.
Yeah. Do you want to tell to our audience maybe one guitar?
No, that would be an Esteso.
Domingo Esteso?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
because we had one Esteso last week and it was Thibaut Garcia was here and he was like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah.
He was so impressed, and of course me too. So I'm looking forward to the Domingo Esteso.
If you want some information before, you can always ask us. And generally about all our guitars, you just write us, and either you, me, Jonathan, Manuel, we will write you back and give you all the information you need.
So have a good weekend. Good weekend.
Have a good weekend. That's what we want to say.
Yes. See you next week.
If you have a good comments, you comment. If you don't have good comments, you comment by the other people. Huh?
Exactement.